It is once our pleasure again to join with you within the sanctuary and to see the energies and the light that the sanctuary does contain for those to find a place to come and be and to follow their intuition, to follow their guidance as to moving forward and to understanding and to growing along their spiritual pathway. We would ask you at this time to visualize and to see a beautiful radiance of light emanating from the highest source, the highest vibration of spirit. And see the rays, the sonics, and the energy of that light extending right down to the earth plane. And see this as a constant, as an energy that does not change, an energy that does not withdraw, an energy that's purpose is to fill this earth plane with the highest vibration, the highest intent, and the highest of experiences for all those that dwell upon it. As mankind has free will upon this earth plane, then often at times man will move away from the spiritual thought, from the spiritual plan, and create and manifest for himself negativities with the energy that is available to them. And this is the free will that you receive by incarnating upon the planet. But do not at any point, no matter how intense, how grave or graphic the negativity becomes upon your planet, do not allow yourself to be drawn into that. Do not allow it to become the focus. Do not feed it. Do not give it the energy that it does not deserve. And allow your focus to remain with that highest vibration of light that extends to the planet from spirit. The universal laws that govern this earth plane and that exist throughout time is that, unlike the energies upon the planet where you have a polarity of a negative and a positive, and this causes, combined with the gravitational field, causes a polarity where the opposites attract each other. Where if two energy forms of the same are drawn to each other. Now, this is an extension of the spiritual energies, where like attracts like. But what happens is that when that energy that is originally a positive energy gets transformed into a negative energy, then it acts in the same way, so that now that positive energy is attracted to the negative energy, or vice versa. Whereas with the spiritual law of energy, it is the like attracts like. And so, what happens now is that you have upon the planet particular areas of negativity where that negativity draws in those that are working in a positive energy. Now, you will be able to recognize this in a greater way if you can see and understand that part of yourself that gets drawn into that negativity. Then you will understand how individuals and how groups can be perhaps so negative and joined together in a collective of negativity. because they are allowing themselves to be drawn in, because they have separated themselves from the spiritual energy. They have changed it somehow, for some reason, within themselves. This change has taken place. And this is something that each individual, no matter the degree of negativity or action that is, or thought that has been performed, in some time must arrive within themselves to be able to accept and to be able to change. And this is part of the great plan, is that every spirit soul that carnates upon the planet has the same opportunity as everyone else, and that there is that opportunity to recognize those areas of yourself where the negativity exists and where the growth must take place for you to once again be joined with that highest spiritual energy of like attracts like. For in essence, there is no polarity. There is only that light or that positivity. And so anything that is not of that nature, is not of that experience, is not born of spirit. It is born of mankind or from the physical world. So we ask you to not lose heart, to not lose purpose when you see or when you are part of these negative experiences upon the planet, for they have been manifesting, they have been created for many centuries, for many generations. And unfortunately, considering the energies of the planet, they will continue for some time still, as mankind works through this particular learning, this particular understanding of this negative experience. But it is not the sign of an end. It is not the sign that this energy of the planet cannot be once again transmuted into that highest possible vibration of light. It is just a sign that in particular areas there is still a negative energy locked, not only within the land, but within the consciousness of those that are dwelling there. Now, we are not laying blame or laying fault. We are just trying to explain how and why certain events take place in certain areas. And at the moment, what you have seen and experienced from the Christchurch experience is unfortunately another example. But there are many examples taking place upon the planet at this time. Now, whether they be through a human experience or an elemental experience of disruption, there are many places on the planet that need that healing and that understanding at the time. And so individuals will be drawn to certain areas to gain those experiences. But it must be understood that these negative events are never planned. They are not the great plan or the purpose as spirit is designed. All right? These are events that are created by mankind, whether by an individual or a collective. And so what does take place now is that mankind has the opportunity to use their free will of how they react and how they engage around these experiences. And so the more light and the more understanding in a spiritual way that you can project or give to this experience, then the greater the opportunity for the change of the energies for not only the land but the people and the consciousness of those that are involved. For it is the perfect plan that all those that carnate upon the planet at some point along any one of those incarnations does reach a point of consciousness where they do become and attain to a master soul. And that is the grand purpose of this planet. And once all individuals that have achieved this through their incarnations, through their many incarnations and life experiences, then the purpose of this planet is fulfilled. And this is the plan and the light that still exists upon this planet for all mankind, for all individuals. And this is the purpose and the plan that spirit they are more than committed to, for it is what we call will. And once that will is set, it cannot be broken. And so try to never lose your faith or your trust or your understanding or your knowledge of that great spirit through the events that take place upon this earth plane. And all those in spirit that work with light, that work with the sonics and work with this plan are extending to your country and to your lands and to your peoples at this time that highest vibration of love and of truth and of the spiritual energy that exists. So be it.